GMOs, not OMG. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Morgan.
A lot of consumers say GMO, OMG, and I think really it's just a complete lack of understanding. None of us really want to think that some scientist is messing with our food. We want to make sure that the food we eat is natural and wholesome and good for us. And the reality is that all food has someone that has in some way sort of messed with it. A lot of consumers think that everything in the grocery store is a GMO. There's only 8 crops in the U.S. that are today available in the grocery store as GMO. So the majority of the grocery store is foods that have never been modified using GMO techniques, but rather been modified using traditional breeding.
Monsanto's global consumer engagement lead, Holly Butka, shares about the common misconceptions of genetically modified crops and her role explaining these to consumers.
My task is to try to figure out how to connect with the average consumer and help them to understand what agriculture is really all about. A lot of consumers have never met a farmer, and a lot of them really don't understand where their food comes from, but are really interested in what's on their plate and what they're feeding their body with. So more than ever before, it's really important for us to connect with the farmers, the agricultural community, and the consumers and help bridge the gap of knowledge and information.
As the global population continues to increase, Butka says we are going to rely on these crops to provide us because of the advantages they provide farmers with.
There's really 2 issues. One is the expanding population and the need to make sure that we can feed all of those people. The other problem is the environmental change. Although most consumers don't know it, GMOs are often more sustainable than non-GMO production. And that's because they can allow us to produce more on the same acre. We also can use better methods of farming.
Join us next time, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Morgan.